China's ruling Communist Party has cleared the way for President Xi Jinping to remain in power, perhaps indefinitely. The party has announced its intention to abolish the two-term 10-year limit on the country's presidency. It's the strongest signal yet that the 64-year-old intends to hold on to power far beyond 2023. A University of Melbourne specialist in Chinese politics, Pradeep Taneja, has told SBS it's a worrying step.
I think it is certainly a step back in terms of China's political evolution. What Xi Jinping has shown is a willingness to write his own rules.
The tradition of limiting presidencies to 10 years emerged in the 1980s, when leaders sought to avoid a repeat of the chaos of the Mao Zedong era. Isaac Stonefish from the Asia Society's Center on U.S.-China Relations in New York spoke of the comparisons between the two leaders with Al Jazeera.
Xi will almost certainly never have the same control over China that Mao did, but he might be more powerful because the tool, China, that he has to wield is far more effective, powerful, rich than it was earlier when Mao was running it.
Since 2013, President Xi has created an anti-corruption campaign that eliminated political rivals and promoted huge national projects like the One Belt, One Road initiative. Plans for his so-called eternal leadership have immediately sparked social media opposition, some commenters expressing concern China might be going to become North Korea. Critical articles were swiftly blocked and replaced by those praising the party. Sydney academic Feng Chongyi, detained for several days in China last year while on a research trip, says he thinks Mr. Xi will be around for a very long time.
To run China according to his own laws. The intention, in my judgment, is life, forever.
With China increasingly challenging the United States' global dominance, changes to the Constitution are being watched closely. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has told reporters it's a matter for Chinese politicians, but will affect other countries.
What happens in China affects the rest of the world. It's a regional and global power, and we welcome its economic rise, and we work very closely with China.
Observers say the amendments are almost certain to be passed into law by the party-controlled legislature early next month. Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.